Welcome back to Wisconsin Rapids. It is halftime, and the Evergreens lead Wisconsin Rapids 40-30 in game two of our doubleheader. Earlier, you heard Wausau East on the road against Spash. I'm Chris Conley. First half leading scorer, Zion Turner leads everyone with 15. Brian Hallenbeck has 10. Alex Studeman with 9 for the Evergreens. Jake Broadhagen and Keaton Edwards each have 3 apiece. Wisconsin Rapids is led by Keegan Polchinski with 10. Dylan Lizitza, their best player, has 7 and has 2 fouls, too. Nathan Kronenacher with 6. 3 for Garrett Wiernick and 2 each for Austin Pirlo and Matt Schooley. The Evergreens have 7 threes in the first half. Wisconsin Rapids has only 2. Rapids is a perfect 8-for-8 from the free throw line. The Evergreens are only 4-of-8. Evergreens looking to avenge an earlier loss to Wisconsin Rapids. They fell 92-91 back at the Everest Fieldhouse. That was only the Evergreens' third conference game of the season. Evergreens, they win tonight, will have a 6th Valley Conference victory for the season, which would equal last year's mark with 2 more games to play. Tomorrow, an Everest doubleheader. Basketball coverage live at 3:30. A makeup game as the Evergreens will play the Marshfield Tigers. That's at the Everest Fieldhouse, 3:30. You'll hear it here on Fox Sports Radio. Tomorrow night, hockey as the Evergreens travel to Spash. They'll play at KB Willett Arena at 7:30, and that game will also be live on Fox Sports. So a double dip, basketball in the afternoon, hockey at night. We'll get the second half underway after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Wisconsin Rapids at the Lincoln High School Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens will have the ball first. Zion Turner with 2 fouls comes back onto the floor for the Evergreens, along with Brian Hallenbeck, Alex Studeman, Jake Broadhagen, and Ethan Ostrowski. The Evergreens starting 5. Play is back in with the Evergreens 10 to the good. Led by 11 twice. Hallenbeck got a touch and now Studeman. Over to Hallenbeck again, goes cross-court. Broadhagen, 3 from the corner, off the front rim, no good. Ostrowski tried to tip that back out, squeezed by Polchinski for Rapids. Quickly into the corner to Lizitza, who drives in. He's fouled, he misses at the rim. I think Alex Studeman got him there. Okay. Two free throws coming up here. And the foul is on Studeman, who promptly picks up his 3rd foul. Dylan Lizitza's free throw is good. So, yeah, you say the good teams can close out their opponents by making their free throws. Well, Rapids is, at least record-wise, not so good a team this year. But, boy, their free throws, they get them all. And Dylan's got them both. He is 6-for-6. Now has 9 points. It's 40-32. See if the Evergreens have an answer. Zion Turner's got it. Rapid settles back into 2-3 zone. No, they're switching up man-to-man here. Over the top now, Studeman to Ostrowski. Ostrowski has not scored in this game. Now Hallenbeck on the clear out. Wow, he beat his man and scored with the left hand. The Evergreens got the ball back to the weak side, and Hallenbeck scores for the Evergreens. It's a nice clear out there for the Evergreens. Well played. Back to a 10-point lead. The teams have traded baskets early. Off a screen, Kronemacher was open for a 3 and did not take it. Sed tries to drive into the lane. The Evergreens have Ostrowski on him, and he scored anyway. Kronemacher over Ostrowski. Teams trading baskets. Minute and a half down in the second half. Hallenbeck hangs in the lane. Tough shot. Tried to go off the glass. No good. Austin Pirlo got the rebound. Hallenbeck maybe a little too fancy there. Just kind of hung in the lane. Hallenbeck got a block there on Cronenmacher. Ball's loose on the floor. And the Evergreens, Ostrowski flicks it ahead to Zion Turner, who's ahead of everyone. Zion Turner lays it in. So the Evergreens get the ball right down the floor to Zion Turner uncontested. 44-34. Almost stolen away there as Matt Schooley tried to back in on the Evergreens. Hallenbeck rotated down. He picked up his dribble and got the ball back over to one of his teammates just in time. Looking to drive in, Lizica. Wow, how is that not a travel? And it goes out of bounds. Evergreens will keep it. Lizica thought he would draw contact against Hallenbeck, but I mean, so either that's got to be a whistle, a foul on Hallenbeck, or Lizica, he took three steps and then the ball went out of bounds. Instead, Rapids will keep the ball just barely. Down low, off the hands of the Rapids player, Cronenmacher. That should be a turnover. Did it go out on the Evergreens? Yeah, the ball rolled away, almost under the bleachers. They're going to say that's out on one of the Everest defenders. Okay. Rapids will inbound underneath their own basket. Goes into Polchinski. Now getting a touch is Schooley. Foul on extended back out. Lizica a three. A miss off the back rim. Studeman with the rebound. Ahead to Zion Turner. Rapids has three players back. Zion pulls up anyway and hits. That's a one on three. Everything says you're supposed to back the ball out there. The Evergreens do not. The Evergreens get points anyway. 46-34. That's like a bad decision until you score. And then when you score, it's all okay. Tough baseline shot for Austin Pirlo. Contested, he missed. Hallenbeck gets the rebound. Long rebound. Out to Zion Turner again to the corner. Studeman, baseline three. No good. And Rapids gets it. Pirlo in the corner. Evergreens have two players back. Pirlo's going in. That should be an offensive foul. Yes, it is. Jake Broadhagen takes the charge for the Evergreens. Yeah, Jake had the 2 feet set and was plowed into. And that is going to be Keegan Polchinski's third. Keegan had to pull that back out. Evergreens 46-34. This 12-point lead is their biggest, and they have the possession to build on it. Studeman, three. Good! Alex Studeman widens for the Evergreens. 49-34. Does Rapids want a timeout here? No, they're going to play through it. Lisica goes back out for a three. Pirlo, do they have an answer? They do. Austin Pirlo has hit a three. Teams trade hits from behind the arc. Zion Turner with his dribble now gives it back up to Ostrowski. Open, set three. No good. He was a full step behind the arc, maybe a little bit long for Ethan. Rebound comes out to Rapids. Evergreens by 12. Rapids with the ball. A fadeaway three for Nathan Cronenmacher. No good. Too long. Zion Turner. Two on one. Turner to Hallenbeck. Unselfish. Senior to junior setting up Brian Hallenbeck. Turner could have taken it to the rim. He saw that Hallenbeck had the much easier shot, and that's the way the Evergreens decided to play it. Rapids needs an answer here. They trail by 14. That's almost stolen. Goes out of play. Zion Turner couldn't corral it. And Rapids will keep the ball. Rapids will put in Counter, and Austin Pirlo comes out. Cade Sievertson comes in as Alex Studeman with the three fouls comes out. Rapids has the ball. 14 minutes left in this one, and the Evergreens are moving in the right direction, up by 14. Here's Caden Kautzer, who just came in off a screen. Cronenmacher was open, looked to dribble in then on Ostrowski, and Ostrowski cut him off. Ethan's defense has been solid, even though he's not in the scorer's column yet. Lestiza looks to drive on Zion Turner, makes an extra pass, and out of bounds, turned over. Dylan tried to get it down low to Polchinski. It went right through his hands. Rapids is going to take a timeout. We'll take one, too. The Evergreens up by 14, and they'll have the ball, leading 51-37. 13:41 left when we come back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. It's a white ticket, so get on your white ticket. I'll leave it off the number. The other $68 when they win. Welcome back to Lincoln High School. I'm Chris Conley. Cold inside, comfortable here, and cold outside. Comfortable here as the Evergreens have been steadily building this lead, led by 10 at halftime, lead by 14 now. Brian Hallenbeck with 6 points in the second half to lead all scorers since intermission. And Hallenbeck now has 16. Zion Turner with 18. And Dylan Lizitza, who lit the Evergreens up for 41 points when these teams played before. He's been held in check so far. He's got 9. Everest will have the ball. They'll inbound back at the other end of the floor. So they'll have to go the length of the court here. And Rapids, out of the timeout, is going to put on full court pressure. We're setting up the full court press for the first time tonight. Not wanting to fall any further behind and hoping to generate some turnovers. Let's see how the Evergreens handle this. They break it, no problem. To Ostrowski, down low to Broadhagen underneath. Big Jake Broadhagen reversed underneath and scores. Broadhagen had a 3 in the first half, had a 2 here, so he's got 5. And the Evergreens are now up by 16. So the Evergreens handle the pressure, no problem. In traffic, ball's tied up. Nathan Kronenmacher, Ostrowski got a hand on it, and Rapids is going to keep possession. We're brought to you by Red Clover Market in Weston, your source for all your healthy and organic foods. Working hard to provide fresh, homegrown produce, meats, and dairy. Red Clover Market. A little trouble getting it in. To Polchinski along the baseline, back out to Lestiza. And Zion Turner guarding him. Almost leaned into Zion Turner, then passed to the corner. So no foul, and Rapids keeps possession. To Garrett Wiernick. Go back out and reset. Caden Krautzer in the lane. Tough reverse. A miss for Kronenmacher. Hallenbeck gets the rebound. Had it picked from behind. It's out of bounds off Hallenbeck. So Rapids will get the ball back. Okay. Rapids down low, right over the top to Ostrowski. Missing at the rim is Kautzer. Offensive rebound. Another miss for Polchinski, and the Evergreens get the rebound. Came out to Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck quickly to the front court. Wow, Hallenbeck just lost the handle. Hallenbeck was trying to switch from right hand to left hand. The ball bounced up higher on him than he wanted to, and it went out of bounds off him. Okay. So for the first time, it got a little sloppy. Both times down the floor, the Evergreens have turned it over. See if Rapids can get a little closer. Lizitza was open for a 3. He didn't take it. And Zion Turner quickly closes in on him, gives it over to Nathan Kronenmacher. Kronenmacher along the baseline to the double team. Broadhagen got him to change his shot. It's a miss. Polchinski gets the rebound back out to Lizitza. Friendly roll for 3. It's good. 53-40, and now the Evergreens' Jake Broadhagen has just traveled. Keaton Edwards will come in for the Evergreens. Okay, the Evergreens are still 13 points to the good, but they have turned the ball over on their last 3 possessions. Rapids could make it interesting if they score here. In fact, if they score, the Evergreens would probably want a timeout. Lizitza with Zion Turner on him, top of the key. Goes over to Polchinski, and now into traffic. Wiernick backs it back out and gives it over to Kronenmacher in the corner. Rapids will run this half court, and now under 12 to play in the game. Open for a 3, not taking it as Kronenmacher. Got his player up in the air, dribbled off his foot. Ball's loose. Rapids picks it up. Wiernick, now a long 2 from the baseline. No good from Wiernick. Keaton Edwards just in. Pays a dividend immediately. Keaton gets the rebound. Let's see if the Evergreens can be patient here and get a look at the rim. Zion Turner looks to drive in. Wow, they play him soft. He was 2 feet soft, and Zion did not take it. Hanging in the rim, scoring. Cade Sievertson on the drive. I don't get that defense at all. Playing very soft on Zion Turner, Zion decided not to take that shot from behind the arc. Instead, he found Sievertson, who just floats in. If the defense is packed in like that, you'd expect Sievertson to be contested as he floats through the lane. He wasn't. 55-40. Evergreens lead. Now we've got a push along the baseline. This is against the Evergreens. It's against Ostrowski, I think. It is. It is Ethan Ostrowski's first. team's second non-shooting foul, so Rapids will inbound underneath. Cronenmacher inbounds to Lestiza, who hangs in the rim, scores over Hallenbeck. The Evergreens usually do not have Hallenbeck on Lestiza. Evergreens may want to switch that back. Evergreens by 13. Sievertson cross to Hallenbeck, does not shoot, was open for a three. Finds Zion Turner moving without the ball to the strong side, and Zion scores. That's a couple of baskets now that Zion has had on the low blocks, moving without the ball. Had one of those in the first half. Keaton Edwards almost knocked this ball away. It's loose. Rapids barely holds on to possession. Caden Krautzer tries to restore order. Gets it to the corner. Cronenmacher. Ostrowski comes out to guard him. Almost stolen by Zion Turner. Kicked off the foot of Lestiza. And we've got what? A hold on Rapids as that ball had come free. Let's see if this is an intentional foul. It's not. It's on Lazitza, who picks up his third foul. Everyone knew what Dylan was doing there. He was grabbing hold of the Everest player to try and prevent a two-on-one. The Evergreens are going to score. They're going to say that he was playing the ball, so it's not an intentional foul. The intention was an intentional foul. Zion Turner picks up his dribble. Keaton Edwards flashes up high. Sievertson and now Hallenbeck. Good ball movement for the Evergreens here. Cross court to Keaton Edwards. Set for a three. Decides not to take it. Instead finds Zion Turner. Double team. Zion's fading away. Lot of contact. Not called. Zion was hit on the wrist or hand there, and the whistle does not sound. Rapids takes it back. Dylan Lestiza. Evergreens by 15 and now under 10 minutes to play. And Rapids, if they've got a comeback in them, it hasn't commenced yet. Baseline three, while that grazed the backboard and goes in, an impossible shot for Keegan Polchinski. He did not call glass there. He's on the baseline with that tough angle, and it just kissed the backboard and went in. Zion Turner, an answer three for the Evergreens, no good. And Austin Pirlo gets the rebound. The Evergreens lead is 12. Open for Lazitza, a three. It's good. Rapids is within nine. Do the Evergreens want a timeout here? Rapids is edging closer. They've scored the last six on back-to-back threes. The Evergreens do not take a timeout. Zion Turner with the ball. Everest 57, Rapids 48. And now the Evergreens are going to take a timeout. A stoppage that makes all kinds of sense. 9:08 to play in the ball game. The Evergreens up 57-48, and they'll have the ball when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Rapids. Always nice to make the trip down to Wisconsin Rapids. The Lincoln High School staff are great hosts whenever Fox Sports Radio pays a visit. Just to my right, Randy Paul is calling the game on Wisconsin Rapids' hometown station, WFHR. He's got some family in the Wausau area, so Randy always comes over and says hello when I see him at these games. Basketball is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. For fresh meat from Wisconsin farms, make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. And this message. Did you know the D.C. Everest Athletic Club supports Everest sports and athletes with donations, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time with the D.C. Everest Athletic Club. And go Evergreens! Evergreens will inbound the ball at half court over at the far side near the Rapids student section. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens led by 15. Rapids has hit two threes to get within nine. Here's Ostrowski to Zion Turner. Thought about driving in. Zion's cut off. Low blocks pass from behind the backboard. Tough shot and in for Cade Sievertson. That's a very tricky angle from about 10 feet away, and Cade got it to go down. Big basket, because if you miss and Rapids comes down and scores, then they're as close as they've been in the first and the second half. Rapids goes up high to Neskouli down low, rejected by Keaton Edwards. Ahead from Hallenbeck to Zion Turner, who misses. Keaton Edwards gets the rebound, and Keaton Edwards is fouled. Zion Turner, a rare miss in transition. That almost always goes down. Keaton Edwards was trailing the play, so we appreciate the hustle. And Austin Pirlo fouled him. Keaton Edwards. It was a putback attempt, so Keaton's got two free throws here in this 11-point game. And the first is no good. Of all the Everest players who gets regular playing time, Keaton's probably the one who struggles at the free throw line the most. He's 1 for 4 tonight. He's got one more coming. And here it is. Missed them both the same way. Left them both short off the front rim. So that's just an adjustment to be made. 59-48. But still, the Evergreens got the ball in transition and got no points. So that's not so good. Lizica with Zion Turner on him. Set the high screen. Turner fought through that. Lizica gave up the ball, goes back out. Zion Turner's right in his shirt and gives it over to Kronenacker, who lost the ball, stolen by Cade Sievertson. Evergreen should slow this down. Nope, Sievertson, nifty move, left hand, and he scores! Wow, you know, everything says you've got to slow up there and back out. Instead, Sievertson with the left hand scores at the rim. The Evergreens get points off a Rapids turnover, 61-48. Under 8 minutes to play on a clear out for Matt Schooley. The Evergreen Zion Turner got him to miss. Wow, Zion was banged underneath, not called. Ball is loose again. Extra pass at the rim. And fouled is Keegan Polchinski. How could there not be a call on the Evergreens there? And now you know what? The other official is going to call this. And they're going to change the call. It's going to be on Rapids. The outside official says that no, Schooley, when he went to the rim, had his elbow out. I agree with that. Evergreens get the ball, 7:38 left. The official underneath on the baseline was going to call a foul on the Evergreens. That was a very physical sequence. A lot of banging for that ball underneath. Cade Sievertson has played well for the Evergreens. Just got a touch there. Now to Zion Turner. To Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck quiet in the second half along the baseline. Thought about reversing. Goes out of bounds off one of the Rapids players. Hallenbeck was caught underneath on the baseline and was in a little bit of trouble there.
Evergreens 36. Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders 41.
Just being announced that the Rapids girls team, game being played up at Everest, has a lead tonight. Once that score is final, we'll post it for you. Follow my Twitter feed at DCEChris or at everythingevergreens.com. Turned over, the Evergreens on the inbounds pass knocked away, and now a touch foul is going to be called on Keaton Edwards, who is bodying up Garrett Wiernick. Non-shooting. For Keaton Edwards, it is his second, and Rapids will inbound underneath. No one's in foul trouble in the second half. Inbound to the baseline, a three, Pirlo, no good. Long rebound. Wow, Sievertson was mugged there, and it's not called. Rapids gets it back out. Sievertson got flung around there, battling for that rebound, which came out long off the rim. Rapids will reset. Kronemacher gives it over to Garrett Wiernick. Now down low, Polchinski. He's got a score there. He's got Cade Sievertson on him. He's got 3 or 4 inches, and he backed the ball back out. What a mistake. Came back down to Polchinski, and he scores with the left hand. That was a more difficult chance. 61-50. I mean, when you're playing down low, you've got to have a sense of who's on you. I got a foul away from the ball on Wisconsin Rapids. As the Evergreens were bringing this up, Garrett Wiernick fouled Keaton Edwards underneath while they were trying to set up down low. Evergreens inbound underneath, leading by 11. Alex Studeman is back in. He gets the inbounds pass. Back out to Sievertson. Sievertson has his dribble. And back out to Studeman. Evergreen should be content to work a little bit of clock here. Now Zion Turner splits defenders in traffic. Stripped. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Evergreens. Zion Turner, that shot was originating from Zion's hip. And one of the Rapids players knocked that away. Hallenbeck will inbound underneath. Still an eternity to play in this game. 6 minutes and 14 seconds. The Evergreens just want to make sure that Rapids doesn't suddenly get hot on them. Rapids has been within 9, no closer. Inbounded in traffic to Sievertson, who backs it back out into the sure hands of Zion Turner. Keaton Edwards now down low to Sievertson, but he's underneath. Studeman dribbles into traffic. It's off the leg of one of the Rapids players. It'll stay with the Evergreens. Our baseline official stopped for a moment to pick up the ball to keep it from rolling away, and for a minute I thought he was pointing the other way. He got that right. To Zion Turner, three ball off the inbounds pass. Good! Zion Turner! It's the Evergreens' first three of the second half, but it came at a big time. It stretches this lead back out to 14 points, now under 6 to play. Rapids needs an answer. Thinking about the three was Kronemacher. Kronemacher gets it back. He's directing traffic. Down low to Polchinski, reverses at the rim and scores. Polchinski who had 10 in the first half and now has 17 overall. 64-32. Hallenbeck with his dribble to Sievertson. Again, the Evergreens don't need outside shots. The Evergreens need good looks. Zion Turner, three ball, back-to-back threes for Z. You could tell it was good the moment it left his hands. We are right behind where Zion Turner originated that shot. He had it lined up perfectly like a marksman. Rapids needs to take a timeout here as the Evergreens back-to-back Zion Turner threes have stretched this out to 15 points. 67-52 Everest. Game two of our Fox Sports doubleheader is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. Injured? Why wait till tomorrow? You can see an orthopedic specialist today. Visit one of our walk-in care locations, Medford, Plover, and Wausau, open Monday through Friday. And Saturdays in Wausau, online at bonejoint.net. I'm Chris Conley. We come down the stretch of this game. Both teams have fouls to give. Three team fouls on the Evergreens, four team fouls on Rapids. And Rapids has the ball, trailing 67-52. So the Evergreens are looking to avenge their one bad loss, their only defeat to an under 500 team this season. Down low to Garrett Wiernick, too strong. Rebound is loose. Going to have a foul on the Evergreens, battling for that loose ball foul. Keegan Polchinski was about to squeeze it when he was grabbed. Foul is on Braden Kinderman. Kinderman in for the Evergreens, giving Ostrowski a spill, but Ostrowski's coming right back in. Rapids put Matt Schooley back in, one of their bigger players, and the Evergreens are going to give a break to Brian Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck will come out, Ostrowski comes in for him. Inbounded along the baseline, off the hands of Schooley, it's loose, stolen by Kinderman, ahead to Zion Turner, who scores. Turner has scored eight in a row for the Evergreens. 17 points. So the Evergreens get points off a Rapids turnover. This is an 8-0 run at a time when Rapids needs to be getting closer, not further behind in this game. So the Evergreens looking to deliver the knockout blow here. Yeah, Rapids can't fall further behind at this point. Down low to Kronemacher in traffic. Go back out. Lestiza, who's suddenly been quiet, look to dribble in, goes back out. Into the corner, Lestiza, difficult three, no good. Ostrowski gets the rebound for the Evergreens, one and done. And Zion Turner will restore order and walk it up. 4.5, so soon the clock's going to be wearing the green of the Evergreens, as momentum's been with the Evergreens, too. Zion Turner has it, directs traffic, a screen from Keaton Edwards, no look to Edwards down low, who scores? A 10-0 run for the Evergreens. Keaton Edwards now has five. 71-52. Yeah, Rapids is just cold at the wrong time in this game. And it's starting to look more and more like the Evergreens will have a happy hour ride home on the bus. Rapids along the baseline, out of bounds. It's off the Evergreens, just barely. Rapids is going to put Garrett Wiernick back in. Caleb Tamman is coming in for the first time. And Caden Krautzer. So Rapids is using the bench, trailing 71-52. Rapids inbounding underneath their own basket. In traffic to Schooley, Keaton Edwards is on him. Low blocks, looks to spin. Edwards blocked it to Zion Edwards. Two on two, Edwards ahead to Studeman. Got a man falling over him. He scores, and he'll get to the line to complete a three-point play. Alex Studeman for the Evergreens, who unofficially has 14 and will get to the line looking for a 15th, and they've just called a technical foul on one of the Rapids players. Matt Schooley, who was complaining about a no-call before, just had something to say about it. He's frustrated from the no-call before, and Schooley has just been teed up. Of course, this is an impossible time for this to happen. So first, Studeman will shoot the one free throw that would complete the three-point play. They'll clear everyone off the blocks here, so it's just Studeman and the rim, and he makes it. Now the Evergreens, I think, are going to ask Zion Turner to shoot the technical fouls that have been called on Matt Schooley. So here is Zion Turner, who makes the first of the technical fouls. And Zion will get one more, which he makes. And the Evergreens get the ball, too, which is why you can't do that in that spot. So the three-point play, the two technical fouls, the Evergreens are now on what? A 16-0 run. And they lead 76-52. Yeah, this one, still 3.5 left to play, but this one's essentially over at this point. 22-point lead for the Evergreens. And again, Rapids has just gone cold. They've been stuck on 52 forever. Braden Kinderman down low, back out to Studeman. Evergreens can have some fun at this point. In fact, I think the Evergreens will be stretching out their bench. A three here from Keaton Edwards bounces off the rim, no good, and goes out of play. It hit the backboard stanchion and will be turned over to Rapids. Yeah, 24-point lead for the Evergreens. It was a 10-point run. Whistle away from the ball. It's on Rapids and turned over to the Evergreens here. Away from the ball, Caleb Tammet had his elbow out. Rapids coach is up off the bench, too, so frustration's boiling over here for Wisconsin Rapids. Jake Broadhagen comes in. Studeman comes out for the Evergreens. The Evergreens put Hallenbeck back in, too. Zion Turner comes out. So Zion may be done here. I mean, the Evergreens have to play tomorrow afternoon. So now that this one's no longer in doubt, maybe you begin using a longer bench. Here's Hallenbeck. We're going to go under 3 minutes to play in the game here. Again, the Evergreens got to be tucked in their beds early tonight. 3:30 game tomorrow, which you'll hear on Fox Sports against Marshfield. Much higher competition. Ostrowski, baseline three. No good. Ball's loose. Ostrowski follows his miss and gets it back. Love the hustle there for Ostrowski. He's got no points, but that's still the right thing. And now way up high, Lestiza has just fouled Hallenbeck. And the Evergreens go into the 1-1. And Dillon has picked up his fourth foul, and he was joined with the referee for a moment. Rapids is going to take a timeout. Hallenbeck will be shooting a 1-1 after this timeout. Rapids just needs to keep this kind of cool and under control. I mean, the outcome here is not in doubt. The Evergreens are going to get a win here. But Rapids is a frustrated team. And again, I get it. It's a 16-0 run down the stretch of the second half. Rapids briefly got within 9 and no closer. The Evergreens started the half with a 10-point lead. We're sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics, Wausau, Antigo, and Merrill. Call DeVorney Orthodontics at 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. Well, I thought Hallenbeck was fouled. They are saying that Braden Kinderman was fouled, and Kinderman is going to shoot this 1-1. So it's a chance for Kinderman's first points of the night. Now the Rapids coach, down by 24, is up off the bench and is in the official's ear. Kinderman's free throw is good. Braden gets into the scorer's column. And now Hallenbeck will come out. Cade Sievertson will come in. And Jamison Morgan is coming in, and Keaton Edwards is coming out. Yeah, the Evergreens will play a deep bench here, and Colton Keelman, I think, is going to come in next time, too. Kinderman, meanwhile, has earned the bonus. Here's the second free throw, and this is an 18-0 run for the Evergreens now. 78-52. Lestiza brings it up. 2:40 left. Mercifully, this one's going to end soon. Caden Krautzer along the baseline. Cut off. Goes back out to Garrett Wiernick. Long three that missed everything. Rebounded underneath by Dylan Lestiza, who goes back out to Keegan Polchinski. And now Caleb Tammet getting a rare touch. Again, Lestiza fights through the screen. Long two. Foot was on the line. That's good for Lestiza. It's a two. 72-54, so that ends an 18-0 run for the Evergreens as Rapids finally gets points. Spinning out of trouble there is Cade Sievertson. Down low to Jake Broadhagen, who's back in. Fights through the double team. I think he traveled. No, fouled on the floor. Jake Broadhagen will get to the free throw line. More subs in for the Evergreens. Anthony King, Cooper Bradfish, and Colton Keelman are subbing in for the Evergreens. That foul is on Keegan Polchinski, whose night has just come to an end. Polchinski is fouled out. Leaves with 17 points. Evergreens will take Ethan Ostrowski out and will take Braden Kinderman out. So the Evergreens can rest their regulars for the rest of the way. Broadhagen's front end of the 1-1. Hey, Jake Broadhagen has made a shot from the free throw line. and we'll get one more. On a make or a miss, 2:05 left in the game. Broadhagen's got them both. Big Jake's up to 7 for the night and promptly exits, done for the evening. Cooper Bradfish in for the Evergreens. And now under 2 to play, Dylan Lazitza brings it to the front court. Over to Caden Krautzer. Krautzer surveys, goes down low now to, let's see, that was Polchinski. I guess Polchinski, who I thought had fouled out, has 4 fouls on him. 4 on Polchinski along the baseline. Lazitza drives in and is fouled. It's going to get to the free throw line. It is 80-54. Going to say non-shooting? Non-shooting. The Evergreens still have fouls to give. That foul's on Cade Sievertson. Inbounded underneath. Polchinski is hit hard. He scores, and he'll get to the free throw line to try and complete a three-point play. So Keegan Polchinski's night is indeed not over. He was fouled by Cooper Bradfish. The basket brings him to 19 for the night, and a free throw is coming. This free throw is good. So Polchinski does indeed get himself up to 20. 80-57. And the Evergreens' Cade Sievertson brings it to the front court. Over to Colton Keelman. Keelman's played limited here. Cooper Bradfish. Back out now to Anthony King. And over to Jamison Morgan. Captain Morgan is on the floor for the Evergreens, too. So the Evergreens, no starters. All the regulars are on the bench now. The Evergreens work this around the perimeter. Anthony King now under 120 to play in the game, and the clock is still winding down. Evergreens pull this back out. Cade Sievertson. Sievertson gives it over to Colton Keelman. And now we're under a minute. No look from Keelman. Down low to Sievertson, who scores. That's a nice pass. Now 1 minute left. It's 82-57. So Everest is going to be ending this game on a high. And Logan Ebersol is going to come into the game, too, on the next stoppage, if there is one. That's over the top, out of bounds, off Rapids. Tried to lob that over to Dylan Lazitza. Evergreens to take Colton Keelman out. Logan Ebersol is in, and Logan's got a big smile that he's in this game. Evergreens hand the ball off. 40 seconds left in the game, and Cade Sievertson will dribble up high. Sievertson, with his dribble, now gives it over to Cooper Bradfish. The Evergreens will take this all the way down. Still running offense here. 30 seconds left. Evergreens by 25. If they score here, they'll end the game with their biggest lead of the night. Now under 20 seconds. Someone's going to shoot here at the end. Jamison Morgan gives it over to Cade Sievertson. Evergreens are working behind the arc as we go to the final 10 seconds, and the Evergreens have turned it over. Caden Krautzer, the other end, tripped. Caden is fouled with 8 seconds left. Actually, that's going to be the Evergreens' 7th. So it's going to be a 1-1 coming up here. Foul is on Anthony King. Caden Krautzer will have a chance to get himself into the scorer's column. He'll shoot the 1-1. First free throw, good, so he'll get another. Rapids has not missed a free throw all night. 12 of 12 at the free throw line. And they are 13 of 13. Evergreens will inbound, and then we'll take their victory as the Evergreens will walk it up. Cade Sievertson, and that's going to do it. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens, 23-point winners. The final score, Everest 82, Wisconsin Rapids 59. The Evergreens have won 3 in a row in conference. We'll be back with a happy recap after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
I wish our guests the Evergreens a great and successful rest of the season. I wish them a safe trip home tonight. I want to thank their fans, players, coaches, and students for coming out to tonight to support the Evergreens. Wish them best of luck for the rest of the year. Hope to see them in the state tournament. I also want to thank our own high school Red Raider fans, parents, coaches, and players coming out tonight and hope for the night here to support the faculty certainly in high school. Don't forget we always stay early in high school, and do the right thing at the right time. Here.
welcome back to the Lincoln High School Fieldhouse, where the Evergreens, who lost to Rapids earlier in the season, have avenged a 92-91 loss. Tonight they blew out Rapids 82-59. Evergreens with a 23-point victory. They had the lead up to as many as 25. And the Evergreens were led by Zion Turner with 29 points, and Zion sat the final 2.5 minutes. Again, as the Evergreens have an afternoon game tomorrow against the team tied for first place going into play tonight, Wisconsin Marshfield, a game that you will hear here on Fox Sports. So let's bring you through the entire Ever scoring column. Zion Turner with 29, Alex Studeman and Brian Hallenbeck each with 16. 8 for Cade Sievertson, 7 for Jake Broadhagen, 5 for Keaton Edwards, and 2 points for Braden Kinderman. Rapids was led by Keegan Polchinski with 19. Dylan Lizitsa had 19 points. Dylan got the Evergreens for 41 when these teams met earlier in the season. And for Rapids, very thin after that. Nathan Kronemacher had 8, 5 for Austin Pirlo. Garrett Wiernick had 3, and Matt Schooley had 2. With the victory, the Evergreens improved to 6-4 in league play and 13-5 overall. Rapids now finds themselves on a 4-game losing streak. They fall to 2-8 in conference and are 4-14 for the season in total. Again, the Evergreens, 3:30 tomorrow. They have a makeup game against Marshfield, and that game will be live on Fox Sports Radio. It's a big one for the Evergreens, looking to gain ground on one of the teams that's ahead of them in the standings. Everest and Marshfield, 3:30. If you can't come out to the field house to see it, it will be on AM 1390, FM 93.9. And tomorrow night, we'll have a makeup hockey game, 7:30 face-off, as the Evergreens will be in Stevens Point at KB Willett Arena. They'll be taking on Smash, and that game will also be live on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. But that is Saturday. 2 makeup games because of all the weather cancellations. But Friday night is a happy one for the Evergreens. They've defeated Wisconsin Rapids using an 18-0 run in the second half for an 82-59 win. This was a 10-point lead for the Evergreens at halftime, and the Evergreens widened on the Red Raiders in the second half. That's going to wrap up our Fox Sports high school basketball coverage tonight. I'm Chris Conley. Again, repeating our final score, D.C. Everest 82, Wisconsin Rapids 59. Drive home safely, Everest fans, and good night, everybody.